A ruling by a California appeals court this week may force Napster to become a subscription-only service. The free online music trader already has reached an agreement with the German media giant Bertelsmann to do just that. A number of companies are trying to persuade record labels to offer music through their online services. One of them is on display at a high-tech conference in Phoenix, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Chris Gladwin sits in front of a table holding a personal computer, a standard stereo hi-fi, and a couple of handheld computers. In his hand is a wireless remote control with which he can access an online music library. It's a system he hopes will be the music system of the future. It's called Full Audio. Gladwin scrolls through some of the library offerings and selects one.
Miles in the Sky, that's a pretty good CD. So I can go look at that CD and see, you know, what tracks are on there. I can either subscribe to the whole album or subscribe to a particular track. And here's a track called Stuff.
The key word in Gladwin's description is subscribe. Unlike Napster, this is a service you will pay for.
The way it works is consumers pay monthly fees that relate to the amount of music they're subscribing to, the size of the collection they want to have access to. They have access to any song that we license, and the goal is to license everything. And how much of that they put into their collection, they subscribe to a level that corresponds to how big of a subscription collection they want.
Gladwin isn't ready to discuss precise prices, but says the service will cost between $10 and $20 a month, or more if you want more. The music you add to your collection is available to you as long as you pay your bill.
When you subscribe to a song, along with the song itself, is information associated with that song about the rights that you have with that song. So if you subscribe to a certain song a certain month, along with that song will come a key, a rights key, that knows that, you know, your billing cycle ends on, let's say, the 15th of the month, and this can be played until then.
Then, when you try to play the song, you'll be told you need to pay your bill. But as the name suggests, Full Audio doesn't intend to be just a subscription service. The idea is to become a complete music system. Full Audio's Gary Cohen says his company knows what today's music consumer wants.
They want to have one music subscription area that they go to that's their collection, and they manage it as one. They can have it on their PC, on their stereo, on their handheld device, or even in the car. And that's what they manage. They don't want to have three CDs in their car, four at work, 50 at home, and I can't remember where the jewel box is. Those days are over.
Well, not quite. There are a few intermediate steps, like getting the music industry to put its wares on a service like this. But if that happens, Full Audio wants to become your musical friend, recommending other things that you might like. Let's say you start your system by loading your CD collection onto your hard drive. Then you bring up the Full Audio menu and click on one of your Beastie Boys albums. Again, Chris Gladwin.
I'm seeing artists presented to me automatically that relate to the Beastie Boys and to me. So now you're seeing a list of Beck tracks that relate to the music that you have. So if I want to pick a couple of those tracks, I just select them, and all I'm doing is just clicking one time on them, and I say subscribe.
Full Audio and other companies are working with hardware manufacturers like stereo and PC makers to build in the technology that will enable their service. Devices in the home will communicate with each other wirelessly so that you can hold that wireless remote in your hand, scroll through your collection, and play it anywhere in your home. And someday soon, your car radio will connect to the system and you can upload music to it as well. It all sounds terrific, but it won't be attractive to consumers unless all the music labels are available on the system. That depends on the recording industry making decisions, and given their past record, that could take a long time. John McChesney, NPR News, Phoenix.